The World This Week. Politics.
Two of Donald Trump's closest former advisers were convicted in separate court cases on a raft of charges. Michael Cohen, the president's erstwhile personal lawyer, struck a plea bargain deal with federal prosecutors and admitted that he had paid off two women claiming to have had affairs with Mr. Trump. Damningly, he said he did this in coordination and at the direction of Mr. Trump, who was not named directly in the case. Paul Manafort, Mr. Trump's campaign manager until August 2016, was found guilty of tax fraud. He also faces trial on charges relating to his work for pro-Russian Ukrainians.
Duncan Hunter, a Republican congressman from California, was charged with misusing campaign funds for personal use. He is the second Republican to face criminal charges this month. Chris Collins, who represents a district in upstate New York, has been indicted for insider trading.
The Trump administration ditched the Clean Power Plan, which set federal guidelines for states to reduce their carbon emissions. Under the new Affordable Clean Energy Rule, states will be allowed to set less stringent standards, and coal can once again be included in an efficient energy mix.
Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, announced a series of measures to shore up the economy, which is suffering from a deep depression and hyperinflation. He devalued the currency by 95% and replaced it with a new currency, the sovereign Bolivar, which has five fewer zeros. He admitted that hyperinflation had been caused by printing bolivares to finance a massive budget deficit and promised a zero deficit. The new currency is to be pegged to the petro, a unit of account backed by oil reserves. It began depreciating soon after its introduction.
As Venezuelans flee their country in the thousands, Ecuador introduced restrictions on Venezuelan migrants, saying they must hold a passport to enter. Around 4,000 Venezuelans are arriving at the Ecuadorian border each day, many en route to Peru and Chile. In Brazil, a Venezuelan migrant camp was attacked and its occupants driven back over the border.
Protests erupted in Kampala, the capital of Uganda, following the detention of five opposition MPs, including Bobby Wine, who is also a popular singer. Mr. Wine says the government is trying to kill him. At least one protester died when police fired tear gas and tried to remove barricades that have been erected across the city.
Kofi Annan, the 7th Secretary-General of the UN, died after a short illness. Mr. Annan, the first sub-Saharan African to lead the organisation, sparred with America over its war in Iraq. But many will remember him for drawing attention to the plight of the poor, the sick and the victims of conflict.